Hello again, folks. Sorry, I realize you've had more than enough of me for one day, but I ran out of time at the end of my last post, what else is new, and it was right in the middle of when I was relating something rather essential, so I thought I ought to provide a very quick, brief public service announcement. As I was saying at the end of my last post when I was so unceremoniously cut off, I tend to listen to my friend Sarah Hillis's Celtic/folk music radio show of a Sunday evening. I missed it yesterday, but hopefully I can catch the replay this coming Friday morning if I get up early enough. Anyhow, I was not able to tell you where you can actually find said radio show. It is in the description of my post, but I realized that some voiceover users who have iPhones have difficulty finding those descriptions, so I will provide a verbal announcement of it here. So, this cracking good Celtic folk music radio show can be found on a Sunday evening, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern, on mushroomfm.com. You can also listen with any good radio app for your iPhone or Android, such as OOTunes, or probably TuneIn Radio. And Sarah plays some excellent Celtic and folk music from all over the place. Ireland, Scotland, Wales, the US, Canada, because there's some amazing Canadian Celtic music out there. And she's even played something from Brittany, if I'm not mistaken, because I seem to remember that she played Alan Stivell at one point, and he is a Breton harper. So, yes, if you like that sort of thing, I would highly recommend that you tune in. She does an amazing job. She's always very erudite and well-spoken, with background information about each piece that she plays and the group that performs it, or artist. So, yes, please do tune in. Anyhow, that's quite enough of me for one day. I shall speak to you all another time. Oh, darn, I meant to say, did I say this already? I'm sorry, I'm so easily distracted today. There is a replay on Friday mornings of this show, beginning at 4 o'clock Eastern, which might be a more conducive time for you folks living in the UK, because that would be, I believe, 9 o'clock your time. Right, I really am done now.